Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8, Darren's here with the sports news. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Gavin. Let's start with some drama, real drama. I think this is a sport at its purest last night at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland drew 1-1 with Coventry. They go through to the playoff final, the Championship playoff final, 3-2 on aggregate. They'll play Sheffield United for a place in the Premier League, but absolutely incredible scenes at the Stadium of Light. It's always been one of these grounds where they're just they're so passionate, the Sunderland fans. But what about this for a finish? The game heading to penalties before Dan Ballard headed in the winner 2 minutes into injury time. This is how it played out on the BBC last night.
It's heartbreak for Coventry.
Yeah, absolutely. Just Frank Lampard's the Coventry manager, and just to see his face when that way, there's no coming back. You know, it's
this is where the only interest is left in English football at this stage. Well, the Premiership is done.
Well, there's a couple of European places to be decided yet, but outside of that, no. Absolutely
Wembley
not.
Wembley finals with a lot at stake.
A lot at stake. A big money on the line as well in terms of what you can get for getting to the Premier League. So that's going to be quite the clash. Sheffield United and Sunderland to look forward to. Now, the Golf Ireland will have five players in action this week at the second major championship of the year in North Carolina. This is the US PGA at Quail Hollow. Of course, there's the recent Masters champion, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Tom McKibben, former champion, Patrick Harrington, and also Seamus Power, who's had a tough time with his health and injuries over the past 2 years since his top 10 finish at the PGA at Oklahoma. His best ever major result in 2022. After a worrying and difficult couple of seasons, with his form, he feels he's returning to something like his best. He's been talking to Greg Allen.
Made a change there last week and it felt like it really like it helped me get going again. So that's been big. But everything else is just being a little off, and you know, a little off out here. It's just not much. You know, I missed the cut in Houston, I think, by one, and I missed another cut by like one here. Like, it's just little things like that. It feels like it's very close to being good again. So like, this is part of my year where I feel like I usually play some of my best. It's into golf courses I kind of like, golf course I know a little bit better. And so, yeah, looking forward to it. Like I said, everything feels like it's coming around, but obviously you got to go out there and get the results and put it on paper. So, but it feels like it's close, so that's always a nice feeling for golf.
Health-wise, you've had your health issues. Yeah. Now, you've had injuries, and you also had a little bit of a cancer scare with a mole in your arm. And yeah. I think that all has fed into some sort of anxiety, I suppose, to some degree, and also inability to play as well as you'd like with the physical injuries.
Yeah, but I feel amazing now, which is great. Like, the speed now, I just have to get back to work on that. Like, that's especially when you're playing out here today, the noticeable thing, and probably down club head speed 3, 4, 5 miles an hour, ball probably down 6, 7, 8, you know, so that you're certainly going to miss this week, but that's going to be the thing. Everything feels great now. Found like a really good PT that's made an awful difference, and everything else really feels great. So I'm back to like being able to work out fully and do speed workouts and do the stuff you need to do, like especially with the modern game, you know. So it was great. It's frustrating a couple of years, and it was just like one of the things you thought would never kind of end, but it's really in a good spot now. So hopefully now it's in the rearview mirror for a long time.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good to hear from Seamus there. We'll have Patrick Harrington next in the programme in an hour's time. And finally, the NFL has confirmed that the Pittsburgh Steelers will play the Minnesota Vikings at Crow Park on the 28th of September. This is the first regular season game on the island of Ireland. There'll be a reduced capacity of 76,000 for the event at Crow Park. That'll be due to the hill being seated for the event. Will it surpass the atmosphere at the Leinster final this year, Gavin?
It'll find it very hard to do it. I wonder what the prices will be compared to the Leinster final.
Yeah, we're hearing between 80 and 200 euro.
Whoa, you're a fan, aren't you?
I'm a big fan.
Looking
so we'll see. Well, hope I get a ticket.
Darren, thank you. More sport in an hour.